evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 1/14/2021. The year that adds up to 5, right? 2 + 0 + 2 + 1. 5, and why is it 5? Because 5 is funnier, you see. And because of Div 5, the FBI, and the corresponding 5th Directorate of the old KGB, you see, they're the wet work types, and the stuff that goes boom, 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 boom on the door at the night. And I'm going to tell you, let's read tonight Solzhenitsyn's front porch, you know, what I call the front porch, and how he burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Now here's also something that's interesting. Harry S. Truman. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Harry S. Truman. And I'm going to tell you what, old Truman, when he returned to Independence, Missouri, he used to walk around the square and buy his house and all that stuff. For the most part, he didn't have Secret Service with him in the end. He left the White House and drove in his own car somewhere, if you recall back then. So I will tell you this. I'm going to go back to Luke 21 because here is what I'm going to tell you. And this ties in directly. First of all, let me tell you what I saw on TV and what we've heard. We've heard that the FBI, and incidentally, Hairspray Christopher Ray's got a shorter haircut. And then when he was talking to Pence today, and I saw it on the television news, I saw the long version of it, first on Fox, and then later a shorter one where they cut out what I'm going to talk to you about. In the longer version of the clip where he is telling Vice President Pence, who seems to look into be sitting there in the appearance of he's the president now, Vice President Pence is sitting over there, and they've got all the DHS and all the people there. They're talking about the preparing for the inauguration of Red China Joe and Commissar Kamala. And Ray Ray's got a short haircut, shorter haircut, not a crew cut, but shorter. His poop and pompadour flipped up hairspray, his $200 cut with the ample hairspray and pompadour look is no longer there. And then, what was there is that when he was reading off the bulletin about the 50 state capitals, and he brought up the word, and he's using that word again. It's chatter. Chatter. You know, the chatter says, the chatter. Well, the other thing chattering was Ray Ray's teeth, you see, because when he started reading that whole bulletin about how in all the 50 capitals arm response and blah, 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 okay, and talking about the IEDs and all that stuff, blah, 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 all right, that he started to wring his hands and wring his thumbs as he was reading off that stuff to Pence, and he was wringing his thing and twisting. Here you go, all you good police officers and peace officers. He was twisting the ring on his hand and wringing his thumbs and hands nervously while he read that off to Pence. Now, in the latter part of the clip, where he's discussing how adeptly they're using the facial recognition and the GPS locating to arrest all of these white supremacist terrorists and all his domestic terrorists, you see, he doesn't wring his hands because there he's telling the truth. On the other one, he's not telling the truth because his tells, we can see your tells. Maybe you should hold your hands in your pocket, you know. Hold your hands in your pocket and then maybe next time you ought to get a crew cut, you know, because we can still see ya. We can still see ya, you know, and it's just ridiculous because I'm going to tell you, I told you again last week, and a lot of people said the same thing. Now they cannot find any evidence of Antifa. Well, who the heck is Antifa? All right, Antifa is whoever's hired by Soros or has intelligence operatives in it. Kites, K-I-T-E-S. Those who are for hire that they can be sailed around like a kite, okay? Just like in the old days. Now, Swalwell. Old, I call him Mr. Fang Fang because I think he secretly, she married him and he married her in the biblical sort of way, if you know what I mean. And old Swalwell is going after Trump hard and saying that Trump is just like Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden didn't ride those planes, you know, when they attacked the Pentagon. Well, we also know all about that too, don't we? If you're old enough and you can go back and you remember all the information. And Al-Qaeda, just to let you know, Al-Qaeda means the base. And in old-time CIA parlance, intelligence agency parlance, it was the base. That was the data base of Muslim and Arabic people that could be hired by the CIA to do whatever operations the CIA wanted them to do. And you also go back to those eras where Tim Osman, O-S-M-A-N, Tim Osman, was the name, the code name of Osama bin Laden when he worked right along with the CIA and the U.S. military intelligence, all right? And that Tim Osman, you know, I even knew people years ago, I even knew a guy that had a pina colada with him down in Miami Beach when he had short hair and they were chasing girls, okay? I've also known of somebody who saw him at one point after the bombing on an aircraft with one of his, with two of his young wives, and they were on the way in an airplane flight to Fiji, okay, at that point in time. So you also know that I believe Michael Raconosciuto, the guy who apparently, as I recall, listening to Brother Quayle's program years and years ago, he was one of the guys that invented the fuel air bomb. And Raconosciuto took Tim Osman around, all right, in California to buy the shoulder-fired missiles and all that stuff and to get his checkbook out. I would also remind you that the Wall Street Journal and the newspaper in Midlothian, Texas, I believe, or Odessa, whatever it is, the Odessa Times or the Midlothian Times, whatever it was, out there by where George W. Bush had a company called Arbusto, which is Spanish for Bush, Arbusto Energy, and that Salim bin Laden and Osama bin Laden, the two brothers, landed at Odessa and Midlothian area, and became business partners of George W. Bush, young Georgie Bush, making good with the two Bin Laden brothers, okay? And they were even drove locally in those areas, and old timers will remember it, a blue Rolls-Royce Corniche convertible around out there in West Texas, all right? And that at that point in time, after a while, there was an unusual plane crash out in that area by Salim bin Laden, who lost his life in a plane crash. But rather than allegedly bringing in the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, to investigate it all, they brought in the U.S. military, who then took the wreckage up and took the wreckage and took it somewhere else. And then, lo and behold, Osama bin Laden, the other partner of the two brothers, then became and inherited the reins of the bin Laden construction companies, a billion-dollar, I believe, construction company in the Middle East, in Saudi and Yemen and different places over there. And that's when he assumed control of that. And then I always remember Pat Roberts, the senator from Kansas, who is a Marine, okay, and immediately after the 9/11 attack, okay, on the Twin Towers, Pat Roberts said massive blowback, because Roberts knew that bin Laden, or Tim Osman, had been working with the CIA. Okay, so now I saw tonight before I came on, and I've been doing some other stuff today in the afternoon, but I saw on Hal Turner's site a possible alleged picture of Gina Haspel at the Trump rally with a stocking cap and flags for Trump somewhere there. Now, I didn't read any of that, or I just saw the picture and somebody sent that to me. So now the fact is, you also see the two special ops, the General McInerney's interview tape that's been all over the web, where he's being interviewed and he talks about it. Then they show in that thing pictures of two special op guys, like in gray hoodies, with the black sunglasses, the mask, of course, and very nondescript, with the small backpacks, etc. And they're coming down the stairs, and that McInerney said that those are the guys who are the spec ops who probably got or did get Pelosi's laptop. Okay? Now, that's interesting in and of itself, you see. And then as they're going down, one of the crowd, the goofies, Antifa or whoever he was, grabs him and grabs onto his arm, says something to him, and the guy jerks his arm back and looks to the side and says, "We're not here to be Antifa, okay?" And they rapidly walk down the steps. I also, when you're looking at all these videos, and I've watched hours of this videos of that thing, of different people streaming it, and looking at it, there's at one of the tunnels where the people are in the big crush to go in and to break through the doors into the Capitol in like a tunnel thing. There's a guy that looks like a labor organizer with shorter hair, like a city boy, you know, like somebody from Chicago or New York or, you know, wherever, or Philly. And he is sitting there, and he looks like a labor organizer. He's got blue jeans on and a regular shirt. No Trump hat, no Trump regalia, none of that. And he's hanging on to the upper side of that concrete or of the stone tunnel there. And he keeps saying, "Yeah, get on in there. Go on in. We need more help in there. Yeah, go on in. Go on in." He doesn't have the bullhorn, but he's hanging and watching the action. And he's urging people to go into the tunnel and push and push and push. And then back behind him, You see, you've got the guy, a couple guys with bullhorns. Then you've got also the honky horn. I call it the honky horn. You know, that honky horn stuff. That is all characteristic of an action. Now, they say they can't find Antifa. Well, they don't want to find Antifa, but maybe they could find CIA or some kind of off-the-shelf Briar Patch people in there. They sure had the interesting, did you see the two off-duty Virginia police officers? The Olympic gold medalist? I've also seen a particular screenshot that shows, interestingly enough, like a room that is in the Capitol there. And they've got the guy with the, you know, the horned headdress, you know, the raccoon cap with the horns in it, and he's bare-chested, looks like the barbarian, you know, and all of that. And I know they know who he is and all of those kind of things. But we've also seen pictures of him at Antifa BLM protests, okay, where he's one of them, all right? And consequently, you see, they're trying to bury this down the rabbit hole just like they did Kennedy, just like they did MLK, just like they did RFK. Only this time so far, they've just completed the coup d'etat and then flipped the switch to create an experience or a narrative where 75 million of Trump supporters are all white supremacists and must be purged, you see. And we can never have populism again. We can never have anybody like Trump again. So they did what? They impeached him again, and now they're going to take him to trial. And now the New York State Attorney General, you see, she is now prosecuting the police for going after and defending her city, the New York City, from people who are rioting in New York City in a BLM protest. She's arresting and going after the police department, okay, and those involved in it, and they're using the facial recognition cameras on the police who tried to prevent the rioting in New York City. And people say, oh, that was just a peaceful protest. Oh, well, didn't they tear up all the stuff on Fifth Avenue and a lot of the stores and loot all of them? You remember who was it, Cortez or one of the others said, oh, these people are just hungry. They have the right to steal and loot because they need to put food on the table. Oh, well, yeah, you got your Fendi bag and your Gucci dress and you got all your la 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 and your Jimmy Choo shoes and all that kind of stuff. Oh, well, that puts food on the table. Well, yes, they can sell them to a fence, you know. But what I'm trying to say is this. As Sherlock Holmes would say, Watson, the game is afoot. All right. And just like, I'll give you another movie reference. In the movie Shooter with Wahlberg, and he's got Nick Memphis of the FBI with him, and they go to Tennessee to talk to the old man out in the country about who might be the shooter and all things that are dealing with firearms and rifles and stuff. And they got the old guy there with the glasses whose wife brings in the bad cup of coffee, and he's got all of the walls covered with books and research materials about firearms and different things. And then he grabs each guy's hands and feels if there's any calluses to see who is who. And he slaps Memphis's hand and he says, uh-huh. And then he gets Wahlberg's hand and he knows Wahlberg is a real operator. And then he says, after Mark Wahlberg, the character, Johnny Lee Swaggart in the movie, says a few things to him. Then the guy says, things ain't like they seem, are they now, Gunny? Knowing full well who he was from the beginning. And then he also talks about and references how all those people in Dealey Plaza, a lot of them ended up buried in the desert at Turrilingua. And Nick Memphis says in his classic FBI, well, how do you know they're buried there? because then the guy looks at him straight in the eye and says, because I still got the shovel, okay? So I'll tell you what. This thing has more to it than you can ever imagine. And then I'm going to read this to you right now. And I'm just going to read it to you. I'm going to read it to you in a new tone of voice. Just a nice, easy tone, radio voice. Because old Hawk maybe should talk about how the people in the traffic is those people who cut you off in traffic and go back to talk radio, you see. Don't bet on it. This is Luke 21. This is the red letters. This is what Lord Jesus has to say. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places. Sulawesi, 6.2 earthquake. Sulawesi Straits, big time straits, where oil tankers go through, all right? And greater earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines. Now the famines, we're already talking about how they're the little Lord Fauciroid people are talking about how you should not go to the grocery store because that's the most likely place you'll catch the new strain of the COVID, okay? Well, what they're really trying to do is to prevent you from buying food. Because they would rather do as Heinz Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about, using food as a weapon to control populaces, all right? So they're trying to get you not to go to the grocery store. I urge you to go to the grocery store tonight and get you as much canned food as you can get. If you can still get anywhere in camping supplies. And then I'm also going to tell you, watch out for online, because all online purchases now, they're going to be looking at all online purchases and scrutinizing them. All right? Not that they haven't done so in the past, but when it comes to these scenarios, all right, there's even getting to be not that much ammunition even online. I was looking at a particular department store. I'll tell you about it, something else about that in a minute. Not a department store, but a big sporting goods store. Not Bass Pro or Cabela's, another one. And anyway, there's hardly any ammunition there, but what is there is still some 12-gauge shotgun shells. And it's mostly 2-shot, 3-shot, 4-shot, 6, 7-shot for birds, okay? I did find they're bringing in Italian-made lineup, and they did have some slugs. So you can find a few things locally. If you can, go out to the smaller areas, the smaller hardware stores, the smaller gun shops, and ask them, hey, look, I've got to get something here. I've got cash. I'd like to buy some whatever it is you need, okay, and see, do you have anything in the back? The guy will look at you in the eyeball and say, yeah, sure, I'll bring out a box here for you. And that's the way those kind of things are going. But we got famines now. Now they're telling you not to go to the grocery store. And pestilences. Now we've supposedly got, what is it, another strain? Another new strain of COVID they found in Wisconsin? Oh, yes. The cheeseheads, you see, the Wisconsin cheeseheads and beer drinkers. You know, the Milwaukee and all across. They might be coming out of the North Woods there, you see. Or out of Green Bay. They're Packers, you know, Green Bay Packers. All right? But this thing is going to go on. And as Brother Quayle said, the Lord told him, you know, more than a year ago, that it would never, ever be normal ever again after they did the last physical Branson. And then the final warning where he did the virtual thing about the final warning this last year. But nothing has been normal since 2 years ago when Brother Quayle did that conference down in Branson. So pestilences, they haven't even broken out the killer stuff yet, and they probably will. And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Well, we had the great sign. We had the Christmas star, didn't we not? And now we had a triune a conjunction of various planets and stuff that has been seen. We also, you know, I was talking to you, what, a few months ago, where I was telling you I thought they were even speeding up. I was telling you about Mimic, telling you about the Mimic. To watch the electromagnetic stuff, okay? And I was telling you about that I thought that all this huge energy coming up from south, the Antarctic area from the south, that was just huge amounts of what I would call ancient energy, was doing a lot of stuff, and that a lot of these things were starting to look like almost demonic figures as they're impacting all the way up in the, throughout North America and across the globe. And you can go to MIMIC-TPW:VER.2M, and that's at tropic.ssec.wisc.edu. It's the real-time product view map. You can look at it. And these bursts, these energy constructs now are looking like demonic-faced heads with all kind of stuff going on. And but what I was talking to you about is I thought back a couple months ago, I think that they're, I remember I said the words, I believe they might even be trying to speed up the planet because there's a lot of activity where this stuff is in the equatorial areas and that. And they might be changing or fiddling with the wobble of the planet. Well, I read about 3 or 4 days ago in a British paper, I believe, where they talked about, yes, the Earth's speed of the Earth's rotation has sped up. So when they speed it up, it changes timing and timelines. And one of the things was they were going to have to reduce on the clock, reduce a second or you know, add a second. Whatever it was, doesn't make any difference. You can read all that, and you can research that. But the fact is, there are forces at work in the background that are not good, and they're playing with you, and this stuff is not going to be normal, and you've got to keep the Matthew 25 preparatory stuff in your life, and you got to be ready to stand your ground against evil when it comes for you. And so, with the fearful sights in heaven, I think that taps it off. And then he says, but before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. His name is Jesus, by the way. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I, this is verse 15, Luke 21, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye, here we go, listen up. Put down your, you know, whatever you got there in your hand, you're eating or you're having a drink or whatever it is you're doing, or you're cleaning the firearms, you know, to make sure you've got them all clean for the new year. Verse 16 of Luke 21, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. That's who's going to betray you, turn you in. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. If you are a Christian, you believe in Lord Jesus as your Savior, then they're going to hate you. okay? And people are going to hate you, and governments are going to hate you. And they're already taking steps, you see, because 75 million people who voted for President Trump, maybe a large number of those might even be Christian, okay? And they're all, of course, dreaded domestic terrorists and white supremacists. But then that's interesting, is that why was there an ever-increasing African-American or black vote for President Trump? Are they white supremacists now, too, as part of the 75 million? Are the Hispanic-Americans or the, it could even be illegals voting, are they, some of them, voting for Trump? Because they would like to have jobs that are good jobs and maybe to start their own business, and they'd like to be in the land of the free and the home of the brave. So what I'm trying to say is this, is that are all of those people, are all the Asians who would like to run their businesses and, you know, make make good money and send their children to the best schools in the United States, and they're Asians and they're U.S. citizens. I mean, what is wrong with being smart and getting good grades and sending your kids to college and on to, you know, graduate degrees, and then you own a business, you know, or you're a scientist or whatever it is? I guess those people that voted for Trump, I guess those Asians then are white supremacists as well, huh? So that's where they're trying to take us down. And Lord Jesus said, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But then here he gives you a real good strong hint. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Oh, well, in verse 16 he says, and some of you shall be caused to be put to death. And then he says that you're all going to be hated for my name's sake. But then in verse 18 he says, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if you repent of your sins, you've asked Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, that then he'll start to wash you clean, but he'll give you everlasting life with him in heaven. If you are to die, you lose your life, you're going to be able to go to heaven with him. I've had the near-death experience when I was in a diabetic coma for 3 days. And I did not go to heaven, but I was in the tube in between, the tunnel of lighting, you know, the tunnel. And Jesus was with me there. It wasn't my time. But I could look down, and he was protecting me and comforting me. And I could look down. I could see down at the end of the tube. I could see my body laying in the bed and the nurses and the doctors there. And I could also see swirls of demons trying to get at the body, and then others with garish, animal-like, horse-like, and weird-like, demonic faces looking up the tube. And then they were looking up the tube, but they saw me with Jesus there. So there was nothing they could do. Because, you see, when you're with Lord Jesus and he's with you, then that is the best thing for you to do. Repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart and to be your Savior, and he will, if you're sincere, start to wash you clean of your sins, okay? And start to wash you clean, no matter how far you're gone, you see? Now, let me go back down here. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon earth, distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and waves roaring. You get enough earthquakes like the Sulawesi Straits and places like that, you're going to start to see some tsunamis and stuff. I recall telling you years ago about the Canary Islands, right? And the volcano there, the volcano shelf, right? Cumbre Vieja, right? And how Cumbre Vieja fell into the sea, that the Swiss model back then was for a giant wave that would go towards Europe and also towards North American coastlines. And let's just talk about the United States from Maine to the tip of Florida, all right? That there would be a giant wave that would travel at about 500 miles per hour, and that for some points in time, the wave might be as high as 1,200 feet. But let's just skip that, but let's just say the wave is 500 feet or 200 feet or 100 foot, all right? But hits the coastline, and that they estimated back then if that Cumbre Vieja shelf, and I did a lot of study about that back in 2004, 2005, that era. But that the Swiss model said that if it hit the coastline, that you would lose, because it would go inland, they said, possibly up to 50 miles inland on the east coast of the United States. Well, what percentage of the population do you think lives within 50 miles of the east coast of the United States? That, you see, would be quite some event, would it not? Now I go back to 2004 because there was a operation by the Russians, their equivalent of their SEAL Spetsnaz SEALs or whatever, the Schwimmers that were down below, and they were putting devices around Cumbre Vieja. And at that period of time, there was a unit, I believe, of SEALs that were fighting in a thunderball. Remember I called it like thunderball type action? Those of you long-term listeners, I told you about it back then. And about how then, every 10 minutes, there were calls on the HF radio for a particular unit who would not answer up. Who would not answer up, and they kept calling. And then all these different comm stays all over the world were calling for them to see if, you know, if they could find them and to get any kind of word of what was up. Well, apparently, allegedly, they were in combat and took out the Russian Spimmers underneath Cumbre Vieja, and then finally somebody came on the air and said, bup, 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 and then lo and behold, the MMV flew in some fast helicopters, you see, and they went out there into the Canaries from wherever they went, from probably Puerto Rico, you see, and they went to get them, and they brought them back, and allegedly there were wounded and dead, and they brought those guys back for saving. The Cumbre Vieja did not blow, and they captured the nuclear devices that back then Russians were putting down there. It's right out of the Thunderball movie, isn't it? Maybe it was Schmirsch or Spectre, you know? But whatever it was real stuff, above top secret, didn't make the New York Times, not that much would anymore. And they brought them back to military hospitals on the QT in Puerto Rico to take care of them. So I looked into that Cumbre Vieja stuff, and I started reading a lot about it. But make no mistake, what I just told you, you need to read Luke 21 for real, all right? You need to read Matthew 24 for real and the revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos for real. Ezekiel 38 and 39 for real. And some of the other prophetic stuff in Daniel and Isaiah and Joel and all the different places, okay? We are in, according to Matthew 24, Lord Jesus' words say that we're in the, when you see all of these, we're in the beginning of sorrows. That's just the beginning of sorrows right now. We're in the beginning of sorrows right now. Now, let me get back to Mr. Telltale twisting his ring on his finger and rubbing and wringing his hands while he's talking to Pence. The Ray Ray, Hairspray Ray Ray, who got a haircut, all right? All of this stuff about all of these armed protests, some of it probably is Second Amendment protests because they know that Red China Joe, Red China Joe, who stole the show and they paid your kid, don't you know, was $1.45 billion. Was that your number? Or did Hunter have a dark craving? But you are the big guy, allegedly. Now what you gonna do, don't you see? We're gonna split it in half. Or did maybe your brother get some more old Red China Joe? But you better watch out about the 25th Amendment, cause Commissar Kamala is on your tail. Red China Joe, don't you know? Okay, so now Red China Joe told you during the campaign that he was going to come for all assault weapons, okay? Going to come for all assault weapons, all right? Well, what that really means is come for those, he's coming for all guns. And there would be mandatory gun buybacks. Oh, you got a real nice rig. You got a $1,500, $2,000, $3,000 rig with good optics and all of that. Well, they're going to, I'd be glad to pay you, you know, maybe $50 or $100 for you to turn that in. Never mind that they're trying to go against the Lady Bobbert from Colorado who has a license in the D.C. to carry a firearm. She has a Glock. She's got been concealed carry where she's been. She has got the right to carry one to protect herself. And the Capitol Police tried to force her to search it and to search her for her Glock to try to confiscate it. And she told them to go fish. Do not interrupt, you know, me as a United States representative, duly elected and sworn from Colorado. Don't intervene in my duties. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. Brother Steve Quayle has been doing a lot for a jillion years. If you've already got your preps done, or even if you don't, I mean, he's got products that you can get. He's got high-quality night vision. If you want to own the night, call Steve Quayle. 406-586-4840. You can talk to Daryl, his manager, Tyler, his son, or any of the people in the office, Rondo, or whoever it might be, or Steve himself, and get yourself squared away. If you need gold or silver, because I'm going to tell you something, Bitcoin is not going to cut it. Because they push a button and, all the Bitcoin market went bye-bye. Well, where's your Bitcoin? Well, yeah, I guess it ain't a coin, it's digital. If you wanted to invest in something over the years, since about 1999, if you'd have put your money into ammunition, couldn't you imagine how much the ammunition would be worth now? If you'd have put your money into food, how much has food gone up since the year 2000, all right? Or 2001, you know? 911, how much has it gone up since then? Huge percentages. Now, the stock market, they're going to try to get you into it a few more times, and that could be very well nice. But if you got all your money up there in the 401 and the IRAs and this one and your, you know, trading account and all that stuff, but if you do not have food for your family or firearms to protect that or nuclear, biological, chemical gear in case there is a release of weapons worldwide by the Chinese or the Russians or Iran or even those that we're hearing about that the Red Chinese or others may have put into the desert in Mexico. What's that zone that's south of Fort Bliss and all of that down in there, the forbidden zone or whatever they call it, where radio transmissions don't work real well? And in that area, there are also large underground crystalline deposits, like Journey to the Center of the Earth kind of stuff. So while the capital has got 20 to 30,000 troops now, and then incidentally when they saw everybody, how lovingly they kept the National Guard, they didn't even have tents or sleeping bags. They're sleeping on a marble floor in the house with all the lights on in the Capitol. The smart guys were going to get coffee or were on the go pills or whatever and just stayed awake. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would also tell you that when you get in touch with Steve Quayle, you can go to stevequayle.com and click through. You need to get his books, his DVDs, tape sets. He's also got the his podcast that he does every week. But I'm going to tell you something. Empire Beneath the Ice, all of his, you know, current stuff is just incredible. Just incredibly good for you and for your children to read. His Giants books, because you're going to see that on the planet here before too long. The Giants books. All the different stuff. The Xenogenesis books. The one that's got the Terminator on the front. All of these different books are just incredible. And you had better avail yourself of them so that your children and your grandchildren will know what it is that they're doing and what they are having to fight for, because of all of the Luciferian stuff that's starting to go down. Don't go to these protests, these state capitals or the local courthouse or all that stuff. These are traps. At the very worst, or the very least, they're going to get everybody's face on the cameras, all that kind of stuff. Locate your cell phones, all of that. You drive there and you break any dadgum law, it's the dead zone. Thank you there, brother. The dead zone, they call it. It's also where a lot of, UFOs crash, and that people used to, MMB used to come out from Fort Bliss to intercept them or to get the wreckage or to see what's going on. And then, they ran into Mexican military units who were there, where whatever was there, the Mexican military units were dying, you know, in their jeeps. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, they're going to come for you just as Lord Jesus told you. He told you who they're going to be. He's going to betray you. So you need to stop trying to convince your third brother-in-law's cousins, uncles, hairdressers, son or grandson about what to do. Don't argue with your doctors. You ask your doctor if you want a prescription for hydroxychloroquine or a Z-Pak or something like that. If they give you a lot of static, you say, I'm sorry, no thank you, and then find you another doctor, you know. Because I'll tell you need to put back whatever you can, because we're going to see angel wars. We're going to see fallen angel wars. But before that, they're going to bring everybody up. They're going to come for Christians. They're going to come for anybody who is a patriot. They're going to come for veterans. Oh, look how they're licking their lips with all the veterans' pictures they found in the Capitol building. Now, some people could be on a mission. And if Gina Haspel is there, and if you got other people with the, or the, going in the tunnel, we need more help, going in there. going in there. That's where we need them. We, you know, all these people that are like sergeants and corporals or first lieutenants directing their people into the new stuff. And then the two guys in McInerney's interview tape, Lieutenant General McInerney, is a good general, by the way. That what you're going to have is a scenario to where you have an intelligence operation no different than a Dealey Plaza. If you never have really read any of this stuff, go get the book Crossfire, The Plot That Killed Kennedy by Jim Mars. Get High Treason by Robert J. Grodin. Get Best Evidence by David F. Lipton. That'll tell you about how the body was, of Kennedy's body was taken in a body bag, flown to Walter Reed Hospital. While purportedly the casket that Kennedy was in, really supposedly in, was offloaded and then taken by a slow ambulance on a secured route to Bethesda, where it was then met by helicopters from somewhere, landed back behind Bethesda, and then all of a sudden a plain Jane black ambulance with attendants that were not known who they were brought in a body bag, and then the naval corpsman there in the operating room or in the autopsy room in the emergency area, Bethesda unzipped it, and there's Kennedy there. But then the official hearse comes in with the gray Navy hearse, comes in with the big casket of Kennedy, but Kennedy was already on the operating table. So if you've never read any of those, or if you've never read Colonel Fletcher Prouty's book, L. Fletcher Prouty, JFK, L. Fletcher Prouty. Prouty was the guy who was an Air Force colonel who was really in charge of, quote-unquote, what he called in the movie JFK. And if you've not seen that movie, you need to see him. He's the guy that Donald Sutherland plays, okay? When Jim Garrison, who as a child, I said, Jim Garrison, I borrowed $5 from my mother and sent Jim Garrison $5 to keep up the investigation of who the real people that killed Kennedy were. And those in the CIA, and those allegedly the owners of the Federal Reserve and places that ordered that hit. So we're in a no different type scenario. And they will burn everything down and they will come at the 75 million. After 75 million, they will come for you, and they will come to get you, and I'm going to tell you what. Doesn't it sound a little bit like what William Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, the friends of the Joker Todd Obama, the Weatherman faction. The Weatherman faction, who had entire plans to do a communist takeover of the United States. And in large meetings back then, which were when the FBI was good guys, when the FBI, some of them were still good, they went in and they infiltrated those meetings. And they found out, now listen carefully, allegedly found out that Bernadine Dorn and Obama's other buddy there, that they were talking about having to kill 50 million Americans to execute them because they would never ever back then, in the late 60s, they would never ever knuckle under to the communist regime. So is it any wonder that today, with the Joker's tut and allegedly still ensconced in Calorama, perhaps still bucking for the AC job. Perhaps. Allegedly. Perhaps. Well, it's all satire, don't you know? All satire, isn't it? It's like a comic book. But these scenarios that Ray Ray and all these people are talking about, hut, 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 hut. For those of you who have never looked at it, there's new people coming to this radio all the time. And may the Lord protect you against all evil. And may he stand you in the line where he needs you to stand against evil. Or may he provide true sanctuary and an abundance of supply for you or your family, if that is what you want, to be in a sanctuary area. True sanctuary, where he will hide you away in the wilderness from what is to come. So, isn't it interesting then, like I said, that back then they were going to have, the weathermen were thinking they're going to have to kill 50 million people, and that a large number of the others would have to go to re-education camps. Now, what have we seen here in the last few days? 75 million, all of the Trump supporters. The one guy says must be deprogrammed. All Trump supporters must be deprogrammed. And then any Republican, their children must be taken from them by the DHS, Department of Human Sacrifice, and sent to re-education camps. The children of Republicans will be sent there. Don't go into your Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of outer strike blows against the enemy. Of course, Jesus, use your high technology. Keep China busy if you want to. Can and work a lot. You got a dam over there. Mighty men of valor. God bless you all. Bending creatures, I know you're Nick LaPua, you're on top of the baby. You're dialed in. Got a cup of coffee. Keep that. Road and track. Let's have a couple of laps up and down the stairs, boy. A couple of laps up and down the stairs. Ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil.